Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, they tried to make it a whole week, but couldn't even wait till Charlie Kirk is buried to resume with the very language that got him shot in the first place.
And to the surprise of no one.
To the surprise of no one. Fascist, 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 Hitler, Nazi, fascist, 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 Nazi, Hitler, fascist. The words of Democrats made such an impression, we should remember, on Tyler Robinson, that he engraved that word, fascist, on the cartridge. So we're all clear about the direct line here. Let's play this. What we heard day in and day out and day in and day out.
Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
This is what kicking the out of fascism looks like.
Try to prevent the spread of the lawlessness and the fascist chaos that's been unleashed against us.
So when we say Donald Trump is a fascist, fascism, a huge component of fascism, is uniting racism, bigotry, a form of racist nationalism.
This is, we are now living in a fascist dictatorship. Mm-hmm.
We are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country. We're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government.
Not only to roll over to Donald Trump's will, but to roll over our democracy and allow him to take over this country as a fascist dictator.
When fascism isn't just coming, it's already here.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said, "No one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core."
So Tyler Robinson got the message loud and clear and engraved the word fascist again on that cartridge. And you could tell, Lee, I said this to you in this opening segment. This week, I said, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it a week. They know they've probably had internal memos. Stop using the word fascist till we at least get them buried in the ground, and then you can return to this. They couldn't. Couldn't do it. Yesterday, Rashida Tlaib. I usually don't play a clip this long. I cut them tight. But I want you to hear how unhinged this Democrat member of the squad is. She's angry because Donald Trump went into D.C. with, by the way, the cooperation of the Democrat mayor, ultimately, and cleaned up crime. And he's now racking up record low crime numbers, not seen for years. Simply putting criminals behind bars, particularly putting teenage criminals behind bars. You'll remember after the city council there passed a thing basically making it impossible, even when they commit violent crime, to prosecute them if you're under the age of 21. As an adult. It's just led to a lot of the bloodshed there, okay? So Trump goes in, as we all know, and he cleans the place up. This is what Rashida Tlaib, Congressmember Democrat, was talking about yesterday. She's enraged that violent 15 and 16-year-old gang members, some of them illegal immigrants, some of them not, are now behind bars. This is what she, when she's screaming fascist here, that's what she means. Well, I'm sorry, honey. Since the beginning of the founding, we've been locking up violent criminals. Because you don't want to do it now does not mean you're living in fascism. But that's what she said yesterday. So she's talking about the D.C. criminal cleanup, which, by the way, Lee, as we know, D.C. is not an independent, you know, area. The president and Congress have jurisdiction over it. There is nothing fascist about rounding up, arresting criminals that should have been arrested last year and 2 years ago. Now, listen to her lose it. She couldn't make it a full 10 days after Charlie Kirk's murder. And she slings the word again. This is, by the way, Byron Donaldson, who is black, losing his mind. He's a Republican.
I think it's important, Mr. Chair, just like in D.C., home rule was won out of black freedom struggle in the fight for civil rights. We can't be passive right now. So nobody over there should take anything we say, so personally as if we're attacking them. No, we're attacking a process, not attacking people here. And I think it's really important. We need to stand up against this fascist takeover. That's not a bad word.
There she
goes.
It's
a fact.
Will the gentlelady yield to a question?
Yeah, I think it's really important.
Will the gentlelady yield?
No, I don't yield. I don't even have time. I can tell you.
Your time's expired.
It is expired, but Mr. Chair.
Chairman, I think it's insane that the gentlelady doesn't have an argument, but she's going to refer to me and some of my colleagues.
Mr. Donald,
we were from the Third Reich. This is insane.
It's insane. 15-year-olds
It's insane. Do I look like a member of the Third Reich to you, Ms. Tlaib? Is that what I look like to you?
You're the one taking your voting card.
Is that what you think? Is that what you think? Is that what you think?
No. That's unethical.
I think it's radical, I think it's insane. And I'll respect everything that you say. But to say something like that to myself and a lot of my colleagues is way out of line. It's way out of line. It's way out of line.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Way out of line.
Regular order.
That's okay. But it's okay, right?
That is not how it goes.
It's okay, right?
You hold yourself accountable before you talk about
Washington. Hold myself accountable. Hold your own self accountable. How about that? Hold your own self accountable.
Free D.C. And make sure you vote with your own voting card. Don't be giving it to somebody
else. Ms. Tlaib, all right, time. Chair Ricky.
She could make it to
We were a great nation once.
We were. But now the Democrat Party stands for criminal rights. And literally, she's talking, when you heard her say 15 and 16-year-olds there, she's talking about how she believes it's unfair that violent criminals are being rounded up. That's who we're talking about. We're not talking about picking up people who are political or something fascists would actually do. We're talking about applying actual federal law to actual criminals. That is what she is screaming about.
And literally screaming.
Screaming.
The most unhinged display I've seen in quite some time. Even that even makes Cory Booker and Patel look kind of tame, doesn't it?
It sure does. But, you know, right on her heels comes Ilhan Omar.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So she's doubling down at a meeting in her district, saying people are full of crap who are honoring Charlie Kirk. And then she spews a whole bunch of lies. So they can't even wait until he's in the ground. They can't do it. The squad is back. So, I mean, this tells me the rest of the Democrat Party will fall right in behind him probably a week from now. Take a listen.
I said that the people who were full of shit were the people who were saying that Kirk was civil. The person who called for public execution of people he disagreed with is not civil. The person who said you are a black woman, you lack the ability to process thoughts is not civil. The person who said because I am Muslim, I cannot be in this country because I want to destroy Western society is not civil. The person who said...
Okay, and all of that is a lie. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want anyone executed. he certainly didn't say that about black women. That has been overwhelmingly debunked. That was a lie online. So she's slurring him and tarring him with lies, which is what Democrats do. But they couldn't even wait a full 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So nothing's going to change, despite Dick Durbin coming out this week and at least asking his fellow Democrats, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't use the words fascist and Nazi anymore.
Oh, excuse me, Senator, please continue. Yes. Please continue, because that's working out real well for you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So that's where We are today, as God bless her, Erica Kirk takes over as CEO of Charlie Kirk's organization.
Hope that works out well.
I do. I really do. And I know what she's doing. It must break her heart. I mean, obviously.
Oh, I know. I mean, you know, you're dealing with the death of your husband. You're dealing with the death of your children's father.
Yep.
You're dealing with the death of your best friend. And it was all because he led an organization that was speaking truth and allowing people to express their opinions. And now she's going to be heading up that organization. And I hope it's, you know, at least as successful as what Charlie was able to do.
And, you know, for her, and she's been really clear, and so is Charlie, I mean, what she wanted to do with her life was stay home with her kids. That's what her plan for her life was. And now she's, I know as a mom how hard it is when you are working to leave two toddlers behind. It rips your heart out of your body.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband and I have had that conversation many times. If this show is not during, I mean, it's the agreement we had. If this show is not during the morning, then I am not doing it. I do the show when my kids are, you know, learning. They're in school. I'm there for them. I'm tired, but I'm there. When school is out, when school is over, and they, you know, they go in the, you know, when school's over. So, I mean, that's how I do this. I would not be doing this if it was in the afternoon, or if we had to move around for some reason, that would be the end. And that's the agreement that we have. And it was very hard for me to leave them when they were little. I just really was incredibly difficult, and she didn't want to. This is not what she wanted to do with her life. And yet she is faced with that terrible, terrible decision, of having to keep her husband literally alive, make it all make sense, make it all worth something by leaving her kids, because that's a massive operation he was running. It was massive. Mm-hmm. And keeping that dream of his and his organization alive. She can't watch it die. I understand where she's coming from, because they really will have killed him. And they really will have stopped it. And so now she's got to do what she didn't want to do, which is leave those children for a lot of the time. It's going to consume a lot of her life. You can't run an operation like that without that happening. She didn't want to do it. It's a terrible choice. But she's obviously stepping up to honor her husband. So good for her. But it's not going to be easy.
No. And it's doing it without a partner.
And doing it without a partner and somehow getting through all of it while grieving, which I can't even imagine what that would be like. And when you get home at the end of the night and you're dealing with all of it, and you just want to talk to your best friend, he's not there.
This is clearly one of those situations where I cannot conceive of how anyone without faith in God gets through these situations.
I can't either. But boy, I've got to tell you, I mean, just, I don't know if you've seen the tweets online. It was trending yesterday. Denomination after denomination after denomination, Presbyterian, Baptist, Catholic, all reporting record-breaking attendance at services. Some of these people will fall away, Lee, but some will not.
Well,
some will not. Some will stay, and some will remain, and lives will be changed. There is so much good that came out of evil here.
And every single one of those that stays is a victory.
Yes, absolutely. And I think Charlie Kirk would have seen it that way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Happy Friday. Hey, want to announce coming up and in the last hour of the show today, it's going to be a call-in hour. I haven't done a good job of promoting this. I've been thinking about making the 9 o'clock hour a call-in hour every day. I haven't currently decided whether I'm going to do that. Depends on how Fridays go. So if you want to weigh in on any topic of the week that was, that's in the 9 o'clock hour, and you can just go ahead and call us at 800-905-0989. I wanted to plant that in the beginning of the show because I know some of you get up later and watch it, you know, a couple hours behind me. So yes, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Fridays, 800-905-0989. Folks, stuff is changing all over the place. You see this? The Netherlands Parliament, in the wake of the Charlie Kirk killing, assassination, just voted to designate Antifa a terror organization following President Trump's lead. Antifa is very active in Europe. And look, as we begin to investigate them as a terror org, we're going to find connections. We're going to find the funding. We're going to find the funding goes back to the Democrat Party and liberal globalist leaders the world over. We're going to find that. They're shock troops. Every country in Western Europe should follow suit ASAP. But what this shows you, with the Netherlands parliament acting so fast, folks, acting faster than U.S. Congress to designate Antifa a terrorist organization, this shows you the power, how deeply this assassination affected not just Americans, not just Gen Z, but the world. This took the heart and ripped it out of every good person on this planet who saw it. This is going to dip, folks. There is a dividing line now. There is. You know how there's a dividing line? You don't know that the line is there until many years later. For me, the biggest dividing line that I know of in the past, U.S. politics, before 9/11 and after, it was never the same again. We wanted it to be, but it wasn't. That next dividing line for me, and I'd love to know what your dividing line is, because I think we pretty much would agree on them. By the way, you can text me at 800-905-0989. That's the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. The second dividing line, Butler. And had Butler and the second attempted assassination of Donald Trump not happened, I think that what happened to Charlie Kirk wouldn't have the power it does. It would have looked more like a one-off with a very mentally ill young man. But it doesn't look that way. The world gets it. They understand what this is. This is a pattern. And it's the first kill for that side where they have gotten to kill. Do you realize what we saw this week? Listener Ralph really rang my bell when he sent me this email the other day. And I meant to read it to you because I would go, wow, he's right. Here's the headline on it. Three Democrat assassins were in court yesterday at once. That happened this week. Three Democrat assassins were in court yesterday at once, Ralph asks. Is that a world record? Yeah, it is, actually. Mangione, the beloved Mangione, Luigi Mangione, Tyler Robinson, and would-be Trump assassin Ryan Ruth. All three documented doctrinaire leftists. Folks, the media likes to pretend Ryan Ruth was just, you know, he's just kind of crazy guy out there. No one could possibly know what he did. I mean, no one could know what he believed. Was that a Kamala Harris, a Harris Biden sticker on the back of his truck parked in his driveway? Is that what that is? That was a Harris Biden bumper sticker. Huh. On the truck, parked in the driveway while he was trying to kill Donald Trump on that golf course. See, because if this was reversed and somebody went after Biden, but nobody would because we don't do those things, with a Trump sticker on their truck in their driveway, parked there while they were trying to do a thing like that, well, the media would know what it meant. And it would be fair game. Yeah, Trump supporter tries to kill a Democrat, but that never happens. Ryan Ruth was a doctrinaire liberal. He bought their talking points lock, stock, and barrel, same as Tyler Robinson. Three Democrat assassins were in court literally at the same time this week. You're right, Ralph. You're right, they were. As the media pretended not to know what caused this. Pretended he was MAGA. Told every lie in the book. Like this, CNN's Caitlin Collins with Ted Cruz. And folks, this was well after the motive came out. Interviews with family members. He was a leftist. We learned his partner was a leftist, trashed Joe Biden. I mean, there's no doubt. And yet here was CNN's Caitlin Collins, as we have three left-wing assassins simultaneously in court this week. Robinson, Mangione, and Ryan Ruth.
You said a lot there, and we don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the
of
FBI director
we know.
Said today.
Come on, we don't have a motive yet.
We don't have a motive yet. What's
really?
Happening with...
Really, that's CNN's position?
I mean, from law enforcement,
he just happened
Senator.
To fire the gun in celebration. You can't tell the motive
Senator,
here.
That's...
We don't have a motive from law enforcement? But this was 2 days ago. This was 2 days ago. It's unbelievable. That's where we are in America. And it's why these people, we cannot both sides, we cannot have a conversation, we cannot turn down the temperature and try to understand each other. You cannot understand these people. You can only, as Rush Limbaugh once said, defeat them. We have to defeat them. That is how we honor Charlie Kirk. That is how we make it mean something. Folks, literally yesterday, not even 24 hours ago, I predicted there would be a pedophilia connection to this Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk assassination. And I predicted it because transgender culture online is so riddled with rife with pedophilia. And I said, there's going to be some kind of connection, something. Yesterday, it didn't even take 12 hours for me to be right. Wait to hear what it is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now they're all just waiting until Charlie Kirk is buried, and not just the left. To keep it going. And it's going to come from surprising places too. Scoundrel Mike Pence, who I said at the time, if you were with me, was a horrific choice for vice president. I was one of the few saying that. A lot of you liked him because he was Christian. That was just cover. Mike Pence may be Christian. I believe he actually is, but he's a globalist. A big open borders Bush guy, recruited and funded by Karl Rove. I mean, what do you expect? The only thing worse than a Democrat is an open borders globalist. Because open borders destroy America, not just its culture, but it's also its sovereignty. That's who Mike Pence is. Mike Pence was only picked by Donald Trump. And I remember it at the time. There were a lot of great think pieces on it because the Country Club Open Borders Republican wing flank needed to be solidified once Trump hit the general election. There was a lot of acrimony in the party. They had spent $80 million trying to defeat him. And that came from Republicans, the Country Clubbers. That's why Mike Pence was picked. He was always a sleeper cell. He was never on our side. He never stood for anything that was MAGA. And you can see the dagger put not just in our back yesterday, but Charlie Kirk's. Okay, before I play what Mike Pence said, because it's no words. There's no words. I'm going to explain to you why he said it. See, the way that it works in politics is when the Bush cabal spends tens of millions of dollars to elect you, you owe them. And occasionally what that means, the bill comes due, they tap you on the shoulder. Hey, we need you to go out there and deliver this particular message. We need you to say this so that the liberal media can play it ad nauseum over and over and over and over. We can't have Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar being the only ones who are letting the left off the hook here. We need a credible voice. So they tap you on the shoulder. If you're wondering, why would Mike Pence say this? That's why. That's how politics works. I know, I used to run campaigns. You take that check, it means sometime in the future, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you will get that tap on the shoulder and you're going to have to go out and earn it. Mike Pence earned it yesterday. Here's what he said, and it was outrageous.
But I also believe we need to resist the temptation to put America on trial. I mean, absent any additional evidence, one man was responsible for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That man is now in custody, and now comes justice. And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight of the fact of personal responsibility.
Let me deconstruct this, okay? You can tell watching him, he's uncomfortable delivering this. He owes somebody. This is why he's saying it. And that clip was played ad nauseum yesterday on liberal media. He knew what he was giving them. Let's break this down. Only one man can be blamed for Charlie Kirk. What is he saying? We can't blame the left. We wash our hands. No. They are forgiven, and we should not ever speak of everything they did up until now. That's what he's saying. We can only blame one man. What is he saying? Can't blame the left. Got to let the Democrats off the hook.
But I also believe we need to resist the temptation to put America on trial. I mean, absent any additional evidence, one man was responsible for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That man is now in custody, and now comes justice.
Okay, so that's the first part. The second part is the both sides, where we pretend that on our side, there are shooters. There aren't. I defy you to come up with one. They can't. I want you to notice something. As the left covers this, and even as people like Mike Pence say both sides, they never mention who it was on our side. Who was it? Give me a name. The closest they can come and say, well, the Minnesota shooter, the one who killed those Democrat leaders. Yes, he was a Democrat appointed by Tim Walz, who was a Democrat governor. And he explained both in an interview with the New York Post and in his manifesto that he was crazy, believed if he killed the people in charge of the appointment process, he could get Tim Walz appointed to a Senate seat. He said what he had intended to do after killing the leadership of the Democrat Party was to kill Amy Klobuchar, the senator, so Tim Walz could take her place. And he believed Tim Walz had given him messages to do this. He killed for Tim Walz. And he was so determined to make sure people understood that, he did a second interview with the New York Post. He is not a MAGA shooter. And they know it. So Mike Pence went full both sides without giving an example, because they don't have one. Notice that is always missing in these interviews. The left doesn't even have one.
And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight of the fact of personal responsibility.
No, both sides. We don't want to lose sight of the fact that we're responsible. No, we're not. No, that's like when a woman gets beaten by her boyfriend because she mouthed off one time too much. That's what he's doing right there. We are in a domestic violence relationship with the left, very akin to a woman who gets beaten. And then Mike Pence says, blame yourself. What would a real vice president who's not owned by the Bush cabal sound like on exactly this topic? Like this.
You talk to the shooter's mother. You talk to the shooter's father. You talk to the local district attorney. You talk to the FBI director or the deputy director of the FBI. You look at every ounce of evidence that we have, and it is clear. This is a person who grew up in a pretty normal family, actually had a pretty good home life, who was radicalized by the far left, by the social networks of the far left, by the ideas of the far left, and got so far down the path of radicalization that he killed my friend. That is not a both sides problem. My friend is dead because of left-wing political radicalization. And if you want to cut that out, then be honest about it and look yourself in the mirror.
But Mike Pence knew what he was doing. They needed a both sides clip from us, and he gave it to them.
And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight.
What a loser. So glad that guy's gone. so glad the people who funded that movement lose more and more power every single day. So that, I just wanted you to hear, that's what it sounds like if you're owned by the globalist cabal, the Bush Open Borders lobby, or if you're not. Pretty stark contrast, huh? Joining me now is Joey Hudson. He is on the board of LEAD, Greenville County Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I love that you guys do this every year, Joey. Good morning.
Good morning, Tara. And yes, Law Enforcement Appreciation Day is well underway. We're down at the Greenville Downtown Airport. So if you're passing by the South Pleasantburg area and you see a lot of police cars, don't panic. It's just they're here for breakfast, and we have T-shirts, bundt cakes, goodie bags. And all week long, Tara, these officers have been applying to win various types of prizes like TVs and grills and even some firearms. So it's just a day that we say thank you for what these men and women do every day in our community.
This is absolutely fantastic. So they drive through and they're given all kinds of gifts. This is so important in a time when they are so under attack in our society. In a lot of cases, using fake anecdotes, fake news, going all the way back to the Trayvon Martin situation, which we found out at trial was, in fact, fake. But they have to deal with the weight of that personally every day and every time that they make a stop.
Every day. And I mean, this week's been a tough week for law enforcement. And we saw the five officers shot in York, Pennsylvania, three of those fatally. And they were simply doing what a lot of these men and women do every day, Tara. They were serving a warrant on a domestic issue, and three of them lost their lives. And that's the thing, you know, these guys, they get up, they put their uniform on, they leave their families, and they don't know if they're going to go back home that night.
And this is a way to say thank you before they encounter these challenges, so they know that they are, in fact, appreciated. And Joey, every time that last year when you came on to do these interviews, I was just swamped with people who think, wow, what a great idea. I want to help you next year. How can people get in touch with you and get involved in your effort, especially people who have businesses and want to donate or people who want to be part of the volunteer effort? How can they help you for next year? Because you guys, I know, work on this all year long.
Oh, we'll start next week for next year for sure. It's leadupstate.com, leadupstate.com. We have a form on there that you can sign up, or they can email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com, because we're always looking for volunteers. We're looking for businesses who want to help. And that's how this happens. I mean, it's not possible, Tara, without the community businesses, and a lot of them. And I mean, I walked in yesterday as we're getting prepared for today into the room where we had all the prizes and gifts, and it was just amazing. It just blew me away. Again, like I said, TVs and grills, tools, and it's just amazing, all the gifts. We'll have about 650 police officers come through this morning. Every single one of them will leave with something.
That's fantastic. I love that you do this, and I'm sure it gets bigger and better every year. Again, it's LEAD, L-E-A-D, leadupstate.com if you want to be a part of this, especially if you are a business owner, you have a business, you want to make a difference, but also volunteers needed for next year. Joey Hudson, and you're not going to tell people this. I know you personally work so hard on this as a member of the board, too. So you deserve a little bit of recognition. I think it's wonderful you do this.
Well, thank you, Tara, but it's a pleasure to do it. You know, it's just a way to give back to what they do for us every day.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. So if you want to get involved, LEAD, leadupstate.com. We will be right back. Thank you, Joey, for joining us.
Thank
I know
you,
he'll be back in a bit to give us an update on how all of it is going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.